Good evening. So this gospel, this sermon, was words that Jesus was addressing to anyone who has ever been hurt. I know it's no one here. It's actually the most common thing that happens. I mean, 90% of the people that come to see me in my office are going to tell me about somehow how they've been hurt by a spouse, by a relative, by a boss at work, by a teacher, co-worker. I think the people who know how to experience hurt correctly and how to recover from hurt are the luckiest and the happiest people in the world. And that's what this gospel addresses, by three things. First of all, when someone is hurt, I think often our very automatic reaction is revenge. We want to get even. But you know, if we act instantly when we're hurt that way, if we instantly act in revenge, then really, in a sense, the other person is controlling us. They've kind of pushed our button. They know what gets us upset, and so they kind of control our behavior. They can make us jump. They can get us upset. They can make us mad. Jesus gives us a way in this gospel that's the opposite of that. No one is ever a victim again when they follow Jesus. But he uses two phrases in here that are really profound and very, really amazing. One is, love your enemies. Now that's a very profound phrase. I'm not going to talk about it tonight because it would take about 5 hours. I'm going to talk about the other phrase because it only takes 4 hours. So love your enemies is certainly worth contemplating, but I want to talk about the second one, which is, if someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn and offer the other. People find that very infuriating. They find it very irritating. And it makes us sound like a doormat, like we just kind of get beat up and just kind of take it. Ironically, it's the opposite. And because it's written in a very specific way, it says, if someone strikes you on the right cheek. Now, just either touch your right cheek or just think about your right cheek for a moment. So this is my right hand. I actually can't get to your right cheek with my right hand. It's on the other side of your face. The only way I can get to it is a backhand slap. What this gospel is saying is not physical violence. This gospel is saying if someone insults you, a backhand slap is an insult to your dignity. And people find that extremely difficult to take, and they sometimes can collapse. And what Jesus is saying in the gospel tonight, he said, if someone strikes you on the right cheek, they're trying to insult you and take away your dignity. But Jesus says, your dignity doesn't come from that idiot. It doesn't come from that person. Your dignity comes from God. And only He can take it away. Only God can give it, and only God can take it away. So if someone insults you, you don't have to take it personally at all, because that person doesn't know what they're talking about. Your dignity doesn't come from them. Your dignity only comes from God. And God thinks you are worth dying for. God thinks you are worth loving unconditionally. God will lay down His life for you. That's the kind of person, that's the kind of dignity that you have. So if someone insults you and just calls you a terrible name, you don't take it personally. In fact, you can turn to them and say, I deeply disagree with your deeply profound opinion. Now, what would enable you to say it like that, calm, cool, and collected? Because you don't get upset. That person is just kind of flapping their lips and just kind of words in the air. Your dignity, which you knew from the moment you woke up in the morning, comes from God our Father in heaven, and no one can add or take that away. It really actually is a statement of great empowerment. Now, physical violence is a completely different thing. We are never, ever allowed to allow physical violence upon ourselves. We can always fight back to defend ourselves, always hold the person accountable, but never out of revenge, and only for the purpose of stopping that behavior. So physical violence is different. But the vast majority of, you know, kind of hurt feelings that we have today is usually what people say to us. You're a jerk, you're an idiot, you're stupid, you can't do this. And that's just a deeply profound opinion that they have. But you listened only to our Lord's opinion of who you are, and He loves you unconditionally. This gospel is very empowering. You know, if without this gospel, when you wake up in the morning, sometimes people say this, "I hope I only meet good people today." How's that working out? "I hope I only meet good people today." But if you follow this gospel, it doesn't matter. If you meet good people, great. If you meet bad people, no problem. They can't take your dignity away. The old way of saying this was, if you treat me well, I'll treat you well. You treat me badly, I'll treat you badly. Jesus changes that to, you treat me well, I'll treat you well. You treat me badly, I'll treat you well. I'll treat you well no matter what. There's nothing that you can do to change my behavior. I will act in a loving way no matter what you call me, no matter what words you use, no matter how insulting you are. I'm going to follow this gospel because this gospel makes sure that no one is a victim, that everyone has that tremendous sense of empowerment that comes when we recognize the love and the dignity that we have from God.